Well, I'm glad to see you this morning, and I wanted to share a message with you. I brought three things today in my bag that help people get from one place to another. So this is the first one. This one's pretty obvious. What do I have here? I have a map. This is actually, that's upside down. This is actually a map that when my kids were little, our family went to Disney World. And when we would go into a park, we would get several maps. And we would look at the map, first of all, to see where we were and where we wanted to go. So if we had a special ride we wanted to go on, or if there was a place we wanted to eat lunch, we would check that on the map. And for sure, we would look to see where the nearest restrooms were. That was really important. So this map helped us get to where we were going. It was good to have. Okay, so that's one thing. Here is the second thing. Who knows what this is? Yeah, this is a GPS, Global Positioning System. And you use these in your car, right? You plug them in, and if you're going to travel somewhere, maybe you're going to go to grandma's house or someplace you've never been before, you can type in the address, and up on the screen it will pop the road, up will pop the road that you're supposed to take. And it will even tell you with words, take exit 47 or whatever, to get you where you want to go. So this comes in pretty handy. Now I have one more thing. And this one, yeah, is a little bit unusual. A star. Well, a long time ago, travelers would use stars to guide them. Ships would use stars to help you navigate. Or if you were pioneers going across the country, they would look at stars because there weren't many maps and there certainly wasn't any GPS. In the story from the Bible that Pastor just read, a star was used to guide some people. Did you listen? Did you hear? Who was guided by the star? Who was it? Well, it was the star led the people to Jesus, but who followed the star? Think of the Christmas story. The wise men, right. The wise men followed the star to find Jesus. In fact, they were looking for the King of the Jews. And the King of the Jews was Jesus. Now, it says in the Bible that when the wise men reached the house where Mary and Joseph and Jesus were, they were overjoyed. They bowed down, they worshiped him, and they gave him gifts. Now, God had promised many years before Jesus was born that he would send a Savior. And even the wise men who came from far away from another country wanted to meet him and worship him. So I hope for us, for all of us, that this Christmas, we can be like the wise men. I pray that we look for Jesus in our lives every day, and that we are overjoyed when we celebrate his birth. Would you pray with me? Dear Jesus, thank you for guiding the wise men with a star. Guide us with your word and through your love. Amen.